Senator Ron Johnson lists five reasons 2020 is for all the marbles. By Robert Krajicek on August 10, 2020. The 2020 general election is for all the marbles. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told host Jerome Hutson on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily. The GOP lawmaker predicted five consequences of Joe Biden and Democrats winning the White House and Congress. 1. Google will reign supreme. Google will reign supreme if Democrats secure control of Congress and the White House, warned Johnson, reflecting on the technology company's political manipulation of its search engine and other services. Johnson addressed Google's suppression of Breitbart News within its search engine as part of the company's broader left-wing and partisan Democrat agenda. Google's manipulation can be powerful, he said, and then, of course, what they're doing with other search results, which is why Breitbart's results are down so low. It's obvious that they have political bias. Google's use of its control over the flow of information is being used to assist the Democrat Party's political ambitions, noted Johnson. He said, it should concern all of us, that Google is completely being partisan and supporting Democrats, and it's scary. This is a watershed moment for our country, and people need to be highly concerned about Google's influence in the 2020 election far more than any foreign actor, Johnson declared. 2. Portland riots will go national. Democrat and leftist advocacy for a defund the police policy will nationalize the types of political riots and violent protests ongoing in Portland, Oregon, and other large cities, stated Johnson. Johnson said violence driven by Antifa and Black Lives Matter provides a vision of a dystopian display of anarchy, which would be amplified by increased political control in the hands of Democrats. This is, by the way, the prescription from the left. If you elect Joe Biden, if you elect Democrats, this is what you're going to look forward to, defunding the police, encouraging disdain of the police, Johnson remarked. When you encourage disdaining of the police, you encourage violence, and it results in what we're seeing right now. It's a tragedy, and America had better wake up real quick in the next 90 days. Johnson remarked, if you value safety and security, take a look at what's happening in the streets in Democrat-run cities. If you value these things, you need to get engaged. You need to go and vote. Listen. 3. Economic ruin. A Democrat president would coordinate ceaseless federal spending and borrowing with congressional Democrats, Johnson stated. He highlighted Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's DCA ongoing calls for trillions of dollars of additional federal debt, ostensibly as relief packages related to economic shutdowns. Pelosi's Phase 4 coronavirus bill, including more than $2 trillion in additional spending, amounts to an excess of 10% of the value of U.S. GDP, Johnson noted. $3 trillion represents 13.5% of last year's GDP, possibly as high as 17%, said Johnson. Nancy Pelosi, within 3 weeks, the ink wasn't even dry on all those bills. She passed another $3 trillion, basically doubling that, which means that we've already passed, or she wanted to pass, over 30% of the last year's GDP for these relief packages. Johnson continued, employment is down 10.5%. Recent economic forecasts say that GDP will shrink somewhere between 4.6 and 7%, so we've already passed 13.5% of GDP in disaster relief, and Nancy Pelosi wants to hit 30%. Johnson warned that Democrat policies will increase Americans' reliance on government-driven welfare programs. 4. One-party state. Democrats stated plans to provide statehood to Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico would entrench Democrat control of both the Senate and House of Representatives, Johnson said. This election is for all the marbles, said Johnson. If Joe Biden wins, if Democrats take control of Senate, they will end the filibuster. They will get rid of any minority rights in the Senate. They'll pack the Supreme Court. They'll turn Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico into states, probably guaranteeing another 4 Democrat senators. Johnson added, Republicans will never get a majority in the Senate again, and the House will be out of reach. 5. End of constitutionally protected freedoms. Johnson observed the political instincts of Democrats and the left towards increasingly centralized governmental control over people. Democrats want government to control your life, Every aspect of it, Johnson stated. We're for freedom, they're not. They're for controlling your life. That's what's at stake. Your personal liberty, prosperity, and opportunity, your personal freedom, that's what's at stake in November 2020. I hope people take it seriously, and I hope they defend their freedom. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Prejcik on Twitter.